Good evening. It's a pleasure to be here in the house of the Lord, and we welcome you in the name of Jesus Christ. The order of service is just as it'll be in the bulletin. There's no additions or subtractions or changes. Looking forward to hearing Mike share with us this evening. For a call to worship, I've chosen out of Ether chapter 5, verse 4. It's one of my favorite verses. Has a lot of meat in such a small verse. And of course, it comes from the Book of Mormon, which I especially love the words in the Book of Mormon, and much of the words in there just speak to my heart when I read it. And I hope it speaks to your heart as well as I read these words. So wherefore, whoso believeth in God might with a surety hope for a better world, yea, even a place at the right hand of God, which hope cometh of faith, maketh an anchor to the souls of men, which would make them sure and steadfast, always abounding in good works, being led to glorify God. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of this word, and let's we'll sing hymn number 288 is in the bulletin, When Earth in Bondage, a good old restoration gospel hymn, 288.
Father in heaven, we would come and invite you to come and worship with us and bring your spirit that we might be enlightened, that we might remember the things that we've heard in the past, that they will rest on our hearts and remind us of the duties and the responsibilities and the joys that we have to look forward to. We would ask that that you come down and share with us. In the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, amen.
I've chosen two scriptures this evening. The first one is out of the 29th chapter of Isaiah, and the second is the second book of Nephi, chapter 2. First in Isaiah 29, beginning with 17. Wherefore, at that day when the book shall be delivered unto the man of whom I have spoken, the book shall be hid from the eyes of the world, that the eyes of none shall behold it, save it be the three witnesses shall behold it by the power of God, besides him to whom the book shall be delivered. And they shall testify to the truth of the book and the things therein, and there is none other which shall view it, save it be a few, according to the will of God, to bear testimony of his word unto the children of men. For the Lord God hath said, that the words of the faithful should speak, as it were, from the dead. And in 2 Nephi chapter 2, beginning with verse 39, And it shall be as if the fruit of thy loins had cried unto them from the dust. For I know their faith. And they shall cry from the dust, yea, even repentance unto their brethren, even after many generations have gone by them. And it shall come to pass that their cry shall go, even according to the simpleness of their words.
Thank you.
I want to thank the Lord for working with my brother Tom and selecting those hymns. I couldn't have done a better job myself with the message that I want to bring tonight, which is taken almost entirely out of the Book of Mormon. The Lord loves His people. And He is so merciful. And He loves to show those that love Him how He loves them. And I'm so grateful when we can perceive those things. I really didn't know what I was going to speak on tonight. I would say not even until yesterday evening. My thoughts have been, as you know, on the loss of my father and the experience of going through that loss. And we were blessed with a few occasions, knowing that the time was short, to be able to spend, as one of my cousins put it, some very tender moments . I didn't have any secrets from my dad that I can remember anyway. And knowing the time was short, I often asked myself, when Dad's gone, what am I going to wish that I had told him? Or what am I going to wish that I had asked him? And I'm thankful that I was so close with my dad, because I didn't feel like there was any unfinished business. He knew I loved him, and I knew that he loved me. I even told him that. I said, "Dad, I don't know what to say. And on one of those very tender moments, it seemed to come out of nowhere. I just sat by his bed while others were talking. And Brooklyn was close to me. And I just leaned over and said, "Thank you. For being such a wonderful dad." And he always, would say, "Oh, Mike, you're way too kind." He knew he made lots of mistakes. But he knew he had faith in the Redeemer. And if you have faith in the Redeemer, he can cover all those sins. But I was so thankful. We don't always get those moments with loved ones. Some are taken from us. Before we can. And yet, you know, sometimes things don't even have to be said if you're living right and you have good relations with your loved ones and your family. And sometimes you just know. So I got to thinking about what is it that I could speak on? About this life. How precious it is. And how short our time is. Today I taught the senior and junior high class, and we talked about all the records in the Book of Mormon. And we talked about all the abridgments that were made. And I believe it was Mormon that said he couldn't write but 1/100th part of all the records. We talked about the Jaredites and how they came across about 2400 BC and resided in this land for approximately 1800 years before the Nephites came, around 600 BC. And all those years in the history that was recorded and abridged, and then abridged again. And what we have today in the Book of Ether is just a thin little book, but it's packed full of quality words of the gospel. We learned about the brother Jared and his vision that was sealed up, and that no man has seen it, but I believe Moroni. But we have to look forward to that sealed portion. And you know, I thought about what is really the heart of the message in these records that were preserved. When you have to abridge all that history, the Lord directed what words would be preserved. And that's what we have today in the Book of Mormon. How beautiful that is. And I recalled a study I had done several years ago about the farewell speeches recorded in the Book of Mormon. Thinking about my dad and, you know, what to say. And I might ask you, what would you say to loved ones, knowing that they may be the last words you could say, knowing that the time is short, What is it that you would say? So tonight I want to share some of those words. Of these people in the Book of Mormon. Some prophets. One was even a deceiver. And yet his last words were recorded. But I want to start with Lehi, recorded in the second book of Nephi, chapter 1, verse 28, beginning with 28. And I found it interesting. I'm going to be, I believe, reading some of the scripture that Ed ended with today. So I'd like to pick up where he left off. The words of Lehi. Awake and arise from the dust and hear the words of a trembling parent, whose limbs ye must soon lay down in the cold and silent grave, from whence no traveler can return. A few more days and I go the way of all the earth. But behold, the Lord hath redeemed my soul from hell. I have beheld his glory, and I am encircled about eternally in the arms of his love. And I desire that you should remember to observe the statutes and the judgments of the Lord. Behold, this hath been the anxiety of my soul from the beginning. When you think of all the words that Lehi shared with his family, his sons, this is what he left them. And I hope when I read these words that they will speak to you personally as they are spoken, as it were, from the dust. My heart hath been weighed down with sorrow from time to time, for I have feared lest for the hardness of your hearts the Lord your God should come out in the fullness of his wrath upon you, that ye be cut off and destroyed forever, or that a cursing should come upon you for the space of many generations, and ye are visited by sword and by famine, and are hated and are led according to the will and captivity of the devil. Verse 33, O my sons, that these things might not come upon you, but that ye might be a choice and a favored people of the Lord. But behold, his will be done, for his ways are righteousness forever. And he has said that, inasmuch as you shall keep my commandments, you shall prosper in the land. But inasmuch as you will not keep my commandments, you shall be cut off from my presence. And now that my soul might have joy in you, and that my heart might leave this world with gladness because of you, that I might not be brought down with grief and sorrow to the grave, arise from the dust, my sons, and be men, and be determined in one mind and in one heart, united in all things, that ye may not come down into captivity, that ye may not be cursed with a sore cursing, and also that ye may not incur the displeasure of a just God upon you, unto the destruction, yea, the eternal destruction of both soul and body. Awake, my sons, put on the armor of righteousness, shake off the chains with which ye are bound, and come forth out of obscurity and arise from the dust. Those are the words that Lehi wanted to share with his sons, knowing that they could be his last. You notice that he didn't, cherry coat it. Sometimes we don't speak much about the consequences of not choosing him. Because it's not a pleasure to speak about those things. But we must. Otherwise, we may feel like we really don't need this Savior if we're not sure what we're being saved from. He was honest with them, told them that he had great anxiety in his heart, and feared that they may choose the wrong path and the consequences that they would face because of that. He told them to awake. To arise from the dust. To be men. Powerful words from a father that loved his children. Of course, we know the rest of the story. Not all of his sons did follow the right path. But it wasn't because of the lack of knowing or of being told. We go down a generation to Lehi's son, Nephi. And these are his departing words. Found in 2 Nephi chapter 15, beginning with verse 11. And now, my beloved brethren, and also Jew, and all ye ends of the earth, hearken unto these words, and believe in Christ. And if you believe not in these words, believe in Christ. And if you shall believe in Christ, you will believe in these words. For they are the words of Christ, and he hath given them unto me. And they teach all men that they should do good. And if they are not the words of Christ, judge ye. For Christ will show unto you with power and great glory, and they are his words at the last day. And you and I shall stand face to face before his bar. You'll recognize that phrase repeated many times in these farewell addresses. The bar of God. And you shall know that I have been commanded of him to write these things, notwithstanding my weakness. And I pray the Father in the name of Christ that many of us, if not all, may be saved in his kingdom at that great and last day. And now, my beloved brethren, all those who are of the house of Israel and all ye ends of the earth, I speak unto you. As the voice of one crying from the dust. Farewell until that great day shall come. And you that will not partake of the goodness of God, and respect the words of the Jews, and also my words, and the words which shall proceed forth out of the mouth of the Lamb of God. Behold, I bid you an everlasting farewell, for these words shall condemn you at the last day. For what I seal on earth shall be brought against you at the judgment bar. For thus hath the Lord commanded me, and I must obey. Again, Nephi cut to the chase, didn't he? Didn't shy away from speaking the truth, as hard as it may have been, he obeyed the Lord. Of course, we know for those that accept Jesus, these farewells are temporary, aren't they? But as Nephi said, for those that do not, it is an everlasting farewell. They're serious words. And also, the younger brother of Nephi, Jacob, also the son of Lehi. These are found in Jacob chapter 4, verse 8. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, I beseech of you in words of soberness that you would repent and come with full purpose of heart and cleave unto God as he cleaveth unto you. And while his arm of mercy is extended towards you in the light of the day, harden not your heart. Yea, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For why will you die? For behold, after ye have been nourished by the good word of God all the day long, will ye bring forth evil fruit, that ye must be hewn down and cast into the fire? Behold, will you reject these words? Will you reject the words of the prophets? And will you reject all the words which have been spoken concerning Christ, after so many have spoken concerning him? And deny the good word of Christ and the power of God and the gift of the Holy Ghost, and quench the Holy Spirit? And make a mock of the great plan of redemption which has been laid for you? Know ye not that if you will do these things, that the power of the redemption and the resurrection which is in Christ will bring you to stand with shame and awful guilt before the bar of God? And according to the power of justice, for justice cannot be denied, ye must go away into the lake of fire and brimstone, whose flames are unquenchable, and whose smoke ascendeth up forever and ever, which lake of fire and brimstone is endless torment. O then, my beloved brethren, repent ye, and enter in at the strait gate, and continue in the way which is narrow, until you shall obtain eternal life. O be wise, what can I say more? Finally, I bid you farewell until I shall meet you before the pleasing bar of God, which bar striketh the wicked with awful dread and fear. Powerful words from men of God. I began to wonder if this is really the message that I should be sharing. Knowing that we're of the household of God and we have chosen to follow Him. As Jacob says, what can I say more? Oftentimes I, in preparing for a sermon, I think, what is it that I could say that hasn't already been said? I don't know if anyone else has had that experience. But we do need to be reminded, even as these fathers, I'm sure, spoke to their children many times and said the same things over and over again, and yet they forgot and needed a reminder. But my hope is that we will not only share these words with one another, but with those that haven't heard and haven't made that choice and that decision to follow Christ. I, for one, need to be more valiant in testimony. I think just yesterday I missed an opportunity. You walk away from those thinking, there's another one I missed. We need to be ready to share the powerful and important redeeming message of Jesus. We were told in the latter days there will be false Christs. And that is not unique to just the latter days. There have always been those that have been deceived. And so it was with this Sherem. Who was deceived? And he preached lies and started contentions among the people. And he sought after Jacob to contend with him. And he sought for a sign from Jacob about this Holy Ghost that Jacob spoke. And this is what Jacob's response was. What am I that I should tempt God to show unto thee a sign in the thing which thou knowest to be true? Yet thou wilt deny it, because thou art of the devil. Nevertheless, not my will be done, but if God shall smite thee, let that be a sign unto thee that he has power both in heaven and in earth, and also that Christ shall come. And thy will, O Lord, be done, not mine. And so he was, at that time, smitten. And these are the words of Sherem. After that transpired, he says, and it came to pass that he said unto the people, this is Sherem, gather together on the morrow, for I shall die. Wherefore I desire to speak unto the people before I shall die. And it came to pass that on the morrow the multitude were gathered together, and he spake plainly unto them. See, before that it wasn't plain. He used flattery to deceive them. But the gospel is simple, and he spoke plainly to them, and denied the things which he had taught them, and confessed the Christ and the power of the Holy Ghost, and the ministering of angels. And he spake plainly unto them that he had been deceived by the power of the devil. And he spake of hell and of eternity and of eternal punishment. And he said, I fear lest I have committed the unpardonable sin, for I have lied unto God. For I denied the Christ and said that I believed the Scriptures, and they truly testify of him. And because I have thus lied unto God, I greatly fear lest my case shall be awful, but I confess unto God. And it came to pass that when he had said these words, he could say no more, and he gave up the ghost. And when the multitude had witnessed that he spake these things as he was about to give up the ghost, they were astonished exceedingly, insomuch that the power of God came down upon them, and they were overcome, that they fell to the earth. Now this thing was pleasing unto me, Jacob, for I had requested it of my Father, who was in heaven, for he had heard my cry and answered my prayer. And it came to pass that peace and the love of God were restored again among the people. And they searched the Scriptures and hearkened no more to the words of this wicked man. Sometimes we need to be awakened. And at that time, many of those people had fallen asleep to the cunning words of Sherem. But because of the prayer of Jacob and that experience, the people were astonished, and again they began to search the Scriptures to learn the truth. I always think of Lehi's vision and that rod of iron, and how important it is that we cling to the Word of God. For without it, we'll be lost. And it's so easy to do if we're not seeking and searching. And now the words of the son of Jacob, Enos. And as I saw that I must soon go down to my grave, having been wrought upon by the power of God, that I must preach and prophesy unto this people, and declare the word according to the truth which is in Christ. And I have declared it in all my days, and have rejoiced in it above that of the world. And I soon go to the place of my rest, which is my Redeemer. For I know that in him I shall rest. And I rejoice in the day when my mortal shall put on immortality, and shall stand before him. Then shall I see his face with pleasure, and he will say unto me, Come unto me, ye blessed. There is a place prepared for you in the mansions of my Father. Amen. The final prayer that I had the privilege of offering in my parents' home with my dad, surrounded by loved ones, I will never forget. My dad was kind of funny. He took this all with a great, you know, he knew where he was going. He told my uncle, he said, this will be a new experience for me. He said, I've never died before. Always kind of cracking jokes. But he wanted us to be sure that we knew that he was looking forward to the next place. And he had asked us not to pray anymore for his healing. And we understood that. So in this prayer, I was compelled to ask the Lord that he would prepare that mansion that he had reserved for my dad. We are told that in my father's house are many mansions. And he goes to prepare a place. And so I'm thankful for that hope that that gives us. That looking forward, knowing that this life is temporary, and that greater things are yet to come. As Enos also realized, come unto me, ye blessed, there is a place prepared for you in the mansions of my Father. There is a place prepared for each one of us, designed specifically for you. It's miraculous. We think of all the people that are in the world today and that have ever lived, and each one of us is unique. Why wouldn't our God prepare a unique reward for each one of us? I believe it to be true. He loves us like we have no idea. I guarantee I'm not going to get through all my notes. There are so many good departing messages. But I do want to read a few others. It won't take much longer. I just have to read King Benjamin. Believe in God. This is in 2nd chapter Mosiah, beginning with verse 13. Believe in God. Believe that He is, and that He created all things, both in heaven and in earth. Believe that He has all wisdom and all power, both in heaven and in earth. Believe that man doth not comprehend all things, which the Lord can comprehend. And again, believe that you must repent of your sins and forsake them, and humble yourselves before God, and ask in sincerity of heart that He would forgive you. And now if you believe all these things, see that you do them. Chapter 3, verse 11. There is no other name given whereby salvation cometh. Therefore I would that you should take upon you the name of Christ, all you that have entered into the covenant with God, that you should be obedient unto the end of your lives. And it shall come to pass that whosoever doeth this shall be found at the right hand of God for he shall know the name by which he is called, for he shall be called by the name of Christ. And now it came to pass that whosoever shall not take upon them the name of Christ must be called by some other name. Therefore he findeth himself on the left hand of God. And I would that ye should remember also that this is the name that I said I should give unto you, that never should be blotted out, except it be through transgression. Therefore take heed that ye do not transgress, that the name be not blotted out of your hearts. I say unto you, I would that ye should remember to retain the name written always in your hearts, that ye are not found on the left hand of God, but that ye hear and know the voice by which ye shall be called, and also the name by which he shall call you. And verse 21, therefore, I would that ye should be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in good works, that Christ, the Lord God omnipotent, may seal you his, that ye may be brought to heaven, that ye may have everlasting salvation and eternal life, through the wisdom and power and justice and mercy of him who created all things in heaven and in earth, who is God above all. Amen. And if you want to read the parting message of Abinadi, Mosiah chapter 8, beginning with verse 66 through 91, we know of his great commitment to deliver the message of the Lord to King Noah. Not knowing when that message was delivered, if anyone had received it, and his life was taken. But again, we know the rest of the story. And Alma heard and was converted, and the church grew under his leadership. And then we know of Alma the younger, who in his younger days went about with the sons of Mosiah to destroy the church. And because of the prayers of the saints and his father Alma, and Alma's father Alma, they had a miraculous experience and they were converted by the angel that they beheld and the power. Alma had some very good words to share with his three sons. This is to his son, Helaman. O, remember, my son, and learn wisdom in thy youth. Yea, learn in thy youth to keep the commandments of God. Yea, and cry unto God for all thy support. Yea, let all thy doings be unto the Lord, and whithersoever thou goest, let it be in the Lord. Yea, let thy thoughts be directed unto the Lord. Yea, let the affections of thy heart be placed upon the Lord forever. Counsel the Lord in all thy doings, and he will direct thee for good. Yea, when thou liest down at night, lie down unto the Lord, that he may watch over you in your sleep. And when thou risest in the morning, let thy heart be full of thanks unto God. And if ye do these things, you shall be lifted up at the last day. And he went on to give his message to Shiblon and Corianton. And I want to close with the words of Moroni. Found in chapter 10 of the book of Moroni, beginning with verse 27. And again, I would exhort you, that you would come unto Christ, and lay hold upon every good gift, and touch not the evil gift, nor the unclean thing. And awake, and arise from the dust, O Jerusalem. Yea, and put on the beautiful garments, O daughter of Zion. And strengthen thy stakes, and enlarge thy borders forever, that thou mayest no more be confounded, that the covenants of the eternal Father, which he hath made unto thee, O house of Israel, may be fulfilled. Yea, come unto Christ, and be perfected in him, and deny yourselves of all ungodliness. And if ye shall deny yourselves of all ungodliness, and love God with all your might, mind, and strength, then is his grace sufficient for you, that by his grace ye may be perfect in Christ. And if by the grace of God ye are perfect in Christ, ye can in no wise deny the power of God. And again, if ye by the grace of God are perfect in Christ and deny not his power, then are ye sanctified in Christ by the grace of God through the shedding of the blood of Christ, which is in the covenant of the Father unto the remission of your sins, that ye become holy without spot. And now I bid unto all farewell. I soon go to rest in the paradise of God, until my spirit and body shall again reunite, and I am brought forth triumphant through the air to meet you before the pleasing, bar of the great Jehovah, the eternal judge of both quick and dead. Amen.
Thank you for that, Mike. Appreciated that. Reading many of those farewell scriptures reminds me of what Brother Bill Davies shared with me once, and it's in the Doctrine and Covenants that death is sweet unto those who believe in the gospel, because it's passing from one life to the next. And that's what, as he shared this evening, that as we all know from our scriptures, that and Brother Bill shared with me one time when Coral was passing. I'm sure you've heard him share this as well if you've heard Bill preach. But those who had gone on before to help those of us who pass from this life into the next. And Bill shared that I believe Brother Will had come and was present in the room with Coral when she was passing to help her into the next world. Let us close with the singing of hymn number 350. Hymn number 350. Thank you.
Almighty God, it is with great thankfulness that we bow before Thee at the end of this day in Thy house, thanking Thee, Heavenly Father, for the many blessings that Thou hast bestowed upon us throughout our days. Thanking Thee, Heavenly Father, for the blessings of Your Word, which is brought forth through Your young servants this day. And so we pray, Heavenly Father, that as we go forth this night, ever remembering the challenges which they have placed before us, and the examples which they have placed before us, that this night, Heavenly Father, we might walk out even a little higher than we were this morning in that spiritual plane which Thou hast for us to climb. And so we pray, Heavenly Father, that we might continue to keep climbing, that we might reach that goal which Thou hast set for us. And so we thank Thee, Heavenly Father, for all that Thou hast done for us, and that which of providing a way for us to come back in Thy presence. And these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.